think Mother Nature did us a solid, and it was cold and snowy for most of the day, and we didn't have nearly as much activity as we've seen in the past.
I did a quick check, and I know you're going to have the entire day to try to put a few things together for us, but a quick check showed, I think, 37 arrests, 110 incidents on the Sunday, which is, you know, above average for a typical Sunday, but I don't think I saw too many real serious offenses on there.
No, we didn't have too many things that were super serious. You know, the following day on Sunday, we had some sex offenses and things like that that came out, and we'll put those out later today. But almost everything that we saw was down significantly over the past year.
Do you have anything that you would attribute that to?
I think it's probably mostly Mother Nature. You know, when it's super cold out, most people aren't hopping from party to party. They get to a party they like and then just kind of hang out there for most of the day.
I know you wrote a very passionate, or I'm guessing you wrote it, or someone wrote it on Facebook, of everybody working together and all the different parts and pieces that, you know, make this possible to survive something of this nature. And I don't know if you want to mention some of those folks.
Oh, yeah. It takes more people than you can imagine to put something like this together. Everyone from all of the outside agencies that were here, volunteers. Tons and tons of restaurants were dropping off food throughout the day, too many to even begin to count or name. All our volunteers that were there to help out, Riley County EMS and Manhattan Fire are amazing partners to work with, and they were making sure that people were safe and making sure the bars weren't overcrowded and people weren't on roofs and things like that. I think it ended up working out pretty well.
How about outside of Aggieville? Any activities of concern there?
Honestly, not very much. The neighborhood parties, which have traditionally started to become a little bit bigger than Aggieville, weren't as active this year, or at least they stayed inside. There wasn't as many people running from place to place and being unsafe, again, I think because of the weather.
Yeah, and that was going to be my next question. What kind of overall impact do you think the weather had? Is that something that favored your efforts?
Absolutely. Last year it was a little bit warmer than usual, and that meant lots of people were out and about. And this year it was much cooler than usual, and I think that either kept people away or at least kept them inside for the majority of the day.
Well, good luck to you today putting all those numbers together, and we'll look forward to more information. I think Dave has another quick question.
You know, I got a great amount of joy following you guys on your Twitter account.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. You know, that's designed to give people a little inside glimpse of what officers deal with on a daily basis. Obviously, you know, Fake Patty's Day is a special event, but we deal with those same type of issues every single day, and I hope that some people were able to see, man, these guys have a pretty tough job.
I think I'd like to see you put together a top 10 list of clues.
Yeah, those.
You offered several of those throughout the afternoon and evening.
Yes, I did, and we'll think about that. That's a good idea.
You almost have to have. I mean, when you have something of this nature, it's good to have a little bit of fun with it, I would guess. But
yeah, and I tried to balance out, you know, having fun along with, you know, things to stay safe and reasons why we're out enforcing the law and educational things as well as just having fun.
How many Twitter followers do you have at Riley County Police?
We're at about 13,000 right now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're making definitely an impact there. Officer Robinson, thank you for taking some time to visit with us this morning. Good work. Extend our thanks to all your crew, and we'd like to just say a thank you to a lot of volunteers, including those who helped with the cleanup on Sunday. So that's
those guys were awesome.
Yeah, yeah. It's
Aggieville looks great again.
It's been a challenge over the last several years to try to get some containment over some of the concerns, I guess you could probably say, with Fake Patty's Day, and it sounds like this one went pretty well, at least from your perspective.
Right. Yep. I think it went about as good as we could have expected.
Thanks again for your time.
Yep. You guys take care.